Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes.
I really don't have that close of a connection to the harbor.
It's nice. I mean, you know, it's one of the good places to come.
It's in the air.
The cleanup of the Boston Harbor is one of the state's great success stories, but the health of the harbor is directly tied to the Charles River, which flows into it. In the fourth story in our summer-long series, Looking Out, A New View of Boston Harbor, WBUR's Sasha Pfeiffer this morning reports on the long-standing effort to create what may seem unthinkable, a swimmable Charles.
If you've been desperately trying to stay cool in Boston's broiling heat lately, imagine this. You put on your bathing suit one steaming summer day. You go to the Esplanade. You lay down a beach towel by the Charles River, and you jump in. Yeah, not likely. After all, the Charles is that dirty water in the famous Stendhal song.
I've heard people say that their eyes used to sting just standing next to the Charles.
Franz Levetz has gotten used to failure. A few years ago, he started an annual swim in the Charles that's supposed to happen each summer near the Hatch Shell. But the first swim was canceled due to an algae outbreak. Last year, it was called off because of too much rain, which can cause bacteria contamination. And this year, canceled because of rain again. Still, Levetz has a vision of restoring the Charles to the way it was when parts of the river in Cambridge resembled Coney Island.
If you look at pictures of Magazine Beach back in the day, there's whole families that are down there swimming around. It looks just like a beach.
What the Charles shouldn't be, he says, is just a pretty thing we stare at from the shore.
I mean, you have people that they don't even look at the river as being a part of nature because it's something they don't interact with. They just gaze across it. So to have this big chunk of nature flowing right through our city and to be able to immerse yourself in it, I think we owe it to ourselves to make it happen.
Some people do swim in the upper Charles, in places like Dover and Needham. But the lower part of the river, in Boston and Cambridge and Watertown, is a different and dirtier story. Now, the Charles is a lot less filthy than it used to be. That's due to an ambitious cleanup launched in 1995. The goal then was to make the Charles swimmable by 2005. 2005. Have you seen many swimmers in the Charles in the last 5 years? Uh-uh, because they're still not allowed. One trouble spot is where the river meets the harbor.
Right now, we're in the city of Boston, and we're standing on the banks of the Charles, just about under the Zakim Bridge.
Kate Bowditch is at the dam where the Charles River and Boston Harbor converge, right near North Station. She's a scientist at the Charles River Watershed Association, and she says this could be a sensational place for swimming. The water is slow-moving and relatively shallow, so it warms up quickly, like a big lake. But those warm temperatures also encourage toxic algae growth. And when dirty street runoff collects here, there's no constant natural flushing to clean it out. Bowditch says what's bad for the Charles is also bad for Boston Harbor.
The river discharges its whole flow into the harbor. So whatever pollution we have in the Charles all ends up in Boston Harbor.
When the Environmental Protection Agency first started grading water quality in the Charles 15 years ago, it gave the river a big, fat D. Now it gets a B+. Bowditch says people actually could safely swim in the Charles on most summer days.
Nowadays, it's clean enough that people are kayaking and canoeing and tipping over, and nobody worries about it. You don't have to go get a tetanus shot or anything else.
But one heavy rain can change that by sending pollution gushing into the river. Karen Patterson-Green works for the Charles River Conservancy.
It's the runoff from the roads and the parklands, geese poop, dog waste, stuff that's in the storm drains.
She says another problem is that sometimes, like last weekend, when heavy rains overwhelm the sewage system, untreated wastewater is released directly into the river. So better stormwater management is badly needed. Until then, it's important to test the levels of all these contaminants to figure out how consistently the Charles is safe enough to swim in. A Northeastern University grad student pops open the lid of an empty water sample bottle on a dock near the Esplanade by the Arthur Fiedler statue. Then, wearing a crinkly shoulder-length plastic glove, she dips her arm a foot deep into the Charles to scoop up the sample. Northeastern is working with the Charles River Conservancy to do daily water quality testing this summer at potential swimming sites along the river. Green says if all this testing shows the river's water quality is high enough, there could one day be public swimming at Magazine Beach or the MIT Sailing Pavilion or North Point Park in Cambridge or right here near the Hatch Shell.
This is a beautiful dock, as you can see. It wouldn't take a whole lot to rope off a swimming area, bring out a lifeguard once a week, and let people experience that.
If that ever happens, Franz Levetz's big dream of bringing swimming back to the Charles might not seem so quixotic anymore.
I really hope that I get to go across the Longfellow someday and look out, in addition to seeing everyone sailing and windsurfing and kayaking, that there's also people that are swimming. And yeah, it would be pretty utopian to me. I'm gonna tell you a story.
And since a healthier Charles means a healthier Boston Harbor, swimming in the river would be a utopia to lots of other people, too. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Piper.
Just yesterday, by the way, the state opened a new visitor center on George's Island in the Boston Harbor, including a new concession area and children's playground. You can hear our previous reports in our series on the harbor by going to our website, wbur.org.